Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, somebody needs to say it. All things are possible to him that believes. And I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You don't have to know how. You don't have to have a clue how, but you do have to believe that. And say it. And mean it. And oh, if you will. In the darkest hour, if you will, light will begin to break through.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody bigger than you will take you by the hand.
Yep.
Oh, take you by the hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God inside will say, that's it, boy.
Yes.
Stay with it now.
Yes.
Give me something to work with.
Yes.
And you'll see how to take the next step. And you want to step after that. And he will lead you all the way out. All the way through. You a faith boy?
Yes.
Faith girl?
I am.
Are you now?
Yes.
Your father's a faith father.
Yes.
And there's nothing pleases him better.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why? Why would that be true? Because there's nothing that pleases a loving father better than being able to take care of his kids.
Yes.
And protect them.
Yes.
And bless them like he wants to.
Yes.
Right? Am I right? There's nothing that blesses a loving parent more than the success and blessing and victory and healing of their child.
Yes.
And without faith, he's limited. I know some folks don't believe that, but it's just Bible. Without faith, even though God wants to do some things, somebody says, well, I don't believe that. God, he can do anything he wants to. Why don't he make you act right then? No. God's not making people do stuff. He really has given us a free will. And it's up to us what we choose to think about, what we choose to believe, what we choose to say. Got to make up your mind. Just like that pastor grabbed his wife's hand. Got to make up your mind. Every hour, especially the dark ones. I refuse to fear. I refuse to. I refuse to. We can get through this. See, they're telling him, we don't even know how to get your boy out of this. We don't know how he could come out of this. What are they saying? He can come out of this.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got to be able to say, you can come out of this. And of course, that's important in a serious situation. But when you learn how to live that way, you just live that way with little things. You just do that all the time. You don't even recognize it as much as other people do. Let me tell you a little something on Phyllis. You mind? Because she tells stuff on me. Is that right? I mean, every time I leave, is that right? Yeah. Well, I like aviation watches. And one of the premier makers of an aviation watch is Breitling. And they had come out with this new watch. I didn't even know they had it. And I usually knew more about it. But I'd been busy and doing other things. Just hadn't kept up. She found out about it. She wanted to get it for me. Well, she calls some of the best stores around, and the guy said, you want which kind? She told him, she said, they only made 300 of them, and one guy bought 100. And he said, we've been trying to get one for months, and we're one of the biggest stores in the area, and they say, we are not getting one. I'm sorry, miss, but you're not going to be able to get one. She... She said, thank you for your time. She hung up the phone. What do you think? What do you think? She prays. She prays. Then the Bible said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, she called some other store, bigger store, greater stores. Some of them laughed at her. They said, no. They told her the same thing. No, no, no. No way, no how. What is that? Spirit of defeat. Can't, you can't get one. And she heard that, I guess, a couple of dozen times. And some of them were real demonstrative about it. Because she kept asking, and they'd say, we told you, okay? We've been trying to get one. You know, and we're number such store in the country, in the world. We can't get one. You're not going to be able to get one. But I mean, a lot of people, you tell them that, what will they do? Now, you know, if it's not something you should be doing, then you should quit and leave it alone. But if you're supposed to be doing it, then you don't need to let anything faze you or dissuade you. Well, she calls this one place finally. And young lady answers, and she asks her about this watch. And she says, we have one. And everybody wants it. And in fact, we think it's already, well, no, she said it's already sold. Sorry. Then she stops. She says, when would you buy it? She says, now. She says, right now? She says, right now. I got my credit card right here. They sold her that watch. And the lady even says, she said, well, it was during my birthday. And she said, the lady knew it was my birthday. She said, I will get in the car. And it was like, I don't know, some distance from there. I will drive it over to you. She said, oh, you don't have to do that. Favor? Yeah. Just supernatural favor. And it wasn't like some crazy add-on price either. It wasn't a reasonable price. Why did she just decide on the phone to go, I'll sell it to you? The store's all over the world wanting it. I got one.
Glory to
God. I got one. Because I got a faith wife.
That's awesome.
I got a wife when you tell her can't be done. It's like she said, I heard the wind blow before. Does not mean a thing. But we've grown in that over the years. Because we've had, you know, person after person. You can't, you know, start a church with a multi-thousand seat building when you have no congregation and no money. You can't believe for intercontinental aircraft and you got no money. Sure you can.
Yeah.
I said, sure you can. Amen. How many thing after thing after thing? You can't, you can't, you can't. You can't, you can't, you can't. You can't, you can't, you can't. And if you believe that, you will wander around out in a dry place. Is that right? In the wilderness, and you will die and not go in. But two boys, the whole bunch of hundreds of thousands of people died out there in that dry, desolate place when a milk and honey flowing land is right over there. Right over there. But two guys, faith is not everywhere. Bible said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith in the earth? Faith is rare and faith is precious. And not only did they have faith, they held on to their faith for 40 years with this griping bunch in the desert. When I get to heaven, I want to shake Caleb's hand. How about you? And Joshua, I'm going to tell him, you the man. Is that right? You are the man. Anybody that can do that, you the man. You the faith man. How about you? How about you? You a faith man? You a faith woman? Are you now? Are you now? You ever been told you can't? All you need to know is, did God tell me? And if you got that, you just won't take no for an answer. You don't even hear it. It just bounces right off your ear. It's like a language you don't understand. They look at you and your face crinkles all up. What's wrong? I thought you said can't. I know you didn't say that because that's good. I thought you said impossible and I, you know, with God, nothing's impossible. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, lift up a hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Numbers 14. Let's read this and then I think we'll be done. 14:26. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this evil congregation which murmur against me? Will I bear with them? The spirit of fear is a complainer, and it is also accompanied with the spirit of disobedience, which is the spirit of this whole world. Anybody remember Ephesians 2:2? The spirit of disobedience is throughout this whole world. Unbelief is not as innocent as people think it is. It's not just bless their hearts, they don't have enough faith, they can't believe. Anybody can believe if you choose to. There's no such thing as somebody that can't believe what God told them. They are rebelling against the command of the Lord. He told them, I've already given you the land. He told them, I'm with you. Go up and possess it. And what did they say? We can't. That's not innocent. That's stubborn. Come on, can you see this? That's rebellious. Who gonna look at God and say, you're wrong? Because I've been there. And these are big boys. Bigger than God? But see, this is happening right and left. The Lord tells folks something, and the enemy comes and just... When the Lord tells you something, the enemy's not just going to sit by and let you waltz into it without trying to keep you out of it. And how does he try to keep you out of it? Through fear and unbelief and questions and trying to get you to be stubborn and resistant to what God is saying and doing with you. I've endeavored to help folks and then get flat mad at me. You don't know what I'm going through. I'm sure I don't. But I know God's bigger than that. Is that right? I've had people that do their best try to convince me that their case is impossible. I will never agree with you about that. I've had people get so angry with me. I mean, just nail-biting mad. Well, you don't understand. This is serious. Yeah, serious doubt, serious unbelief, serious fear. But it's easy for God to fix. True or not? It's easy for God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me